began making a breath.
Blog Talk Radio.
Bottom down.
Rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-762-04. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Amen. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. It is so good to be back with each and every one of you. One more time, for the past couple of weeks, we have been having some technical difficulties on my end and also at Block Talk Radio. Amen. So at this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your
God. Let us pray. The glory of the Lord. How many are your works, O Lord? In wisdom, you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. These all look to you to give them their food at the proper time. When you give it to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are satisfied with good things. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Psalms 104, verse 24. Psalms and verses 27 through 28, verse 31 and verse 33. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. And I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music on this thankful Thursday and sweet hour of prayer. What would Jesus do? Amen.
Kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some will ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. Let them see in you the
Of God's grace. In Luke 1 and 30 says, the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. God is no respecter of person. All people are equal before him. God has no favorite, but he is selective. Through the responsibility placed on her, Mary revealed the quality of her life and her devotion to the Heavenly Father. As far as it is known, she led a quiet life somewhere in the hills of Judah, unknown except to her family. And yet she was chosen above all women as God's instrument through which he would reveal himself to the world. Your love for and devotion to God may seem unimportant, but if you offer him your very best, he will use you in his own unique way. Then you will experience the feast of God's grace. Amen. I hope this devotional message is a blessing to you. Praise God, as it is to me. Let us pray. I praise and thank you, Father, that you revealed yourself time and again to me. Use me as an instrument to spread your love through the world. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I do hope and pray that you are enjoying our inspirational music and devotional messages. To God be the glory.
Belongs to you, all the
Amen. Praise God. Trust him fully. How can she be so mean? What did I ever do to her? If you're facing this situation right now, I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, we're going to have difficult relationships all our lives, especially with those who don't know Christ. That's the nature of the fallen world we live in. But our hope and strength lie in Christ. I have a question for you. If God is on your side, does it matter who is against you? Please don't mistake this for a lack of caring or understanding. I know it's not easy to be attacked. One thing I do for encouragement is turn to great hymns in Like a River Glorious by Francis R. Havergal. The words are so appropriate. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. They who trust him wholly find him wholly true, dear friend. He will comfort and protect you. Amen. Praise God. Trust him. Let us pray. Father, relationships can be so hard, and my feelings get easily hurt. Help me respond to negativity with your grace and mercy. Comfort me with your love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
All to the glory of God. Fullness of his blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. Far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on the 1,000 hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true, and he's coming in the clouds. Restore our souls brand new. Oh, all to the glory
And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Blind Spot. The scripture reading for this message is coming from Deuteronomy 29:29. And it says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Praise God. Do you ever think to yourself, I just cannot figure out why things don't work out for me? All of us have blind spots placed in our lives where we unknowingly undermine ourselves. While there are many things about this life that we will never know or understand, some things are reserved for God. The Lord desires to teach us much as we interact with him daily. He reveals principles and patterns to us about how we function, relate to others, and need to grow. However, this means we must be willing to focus on him and obey him as we read scriptures and pray, and not just expect a quick answer or a simple reply. If you are frustrated about your life or about circumstances you are facing today, take time to be alone with the Lord in prayer. Ask him to reveal his understanding about your situation, the patterns of behavior in you that have exacerbate it. He wants you to walk in his goodness, acceptable, perfect, and victorious will for your life. Set your heart to learn what he has for you, because when you do, you won't be disappointed. Amen. Praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, reveal my blind spot to me and how to be free of them so I can walk in your will. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening, Blind Spot. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. And now at this time, I will play another selection.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and sing. If you know it's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Awesome.
My God.
My God awesome.
Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say it.
In 1 Timothy 5 and 4, in the CSB Bible says, but if any widow has children or grandchildren, They should learn to practice their religion toward their own family first and to repay their parents, for this pleases God. Amen. As every woman knows, family life is a mixture of conversation, meditation, irritation, deliberation, commiseration, frustrations, negotiations, and celebrations. In other words, the life of the typical woman is incredibly varied. Certainly, in the life of every family, there are moments of frustration and disappointment. Lots of them. But for those who are lucky enough to live in the presence of a close-knit, caring clan, the rewards far outweigh the frustration. Amen? And that's why we pray fervently for our family members. And that's why we love them despite their faults. No family is perfect, and neither is yours. But despite the inevitable challenges and occasional hurt feelings of family life, your clan is God's gift to you. That little band of men, women, children, and babies is a priceless treasure on temporary loan from the Father above. Amen. Give thanks to the giver for the gift of family. Accordingly, the family that prays together stays together. When God acts someone to do something for him, entailing sacrifice, he makes up for it in surprising ways. Though he has led Bill all over the world to preach the gospel, he has not forgotten the little family in the mountains of North Carolina. Here's a thought. Your family is a precious gift from above, a gift that should be treasured, nurtured, and loved. Amen? Praise be to God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we are part of your family, and we praise you for your gifts and for your love. You have also blessed us with our earthly families, and we prayed for them that they might be protected and blessed by you. Let us show love and acceptance for our family, Lord, so that through us they might come to know and to love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise be to God. Again, I will play another selection.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Bread.
Down from glory,
yeah.
anything. Come on, somebody say it.
Daily encouragement for your soul. Praise God. And it says, in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15, and the NIV Bible says, can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. Amen. Praise God for the reading of his word. During a visit with my grandchildren, I snuggled with 5-year-old Lila as she showed me the bracelet kit she did receive in her Easter basket. One by one, she held up each tiny colorful rubber charm with a loop to attach it to the bracelet. Lila paused as she returned the seahorse charm to the organizer box. Then she handed it to me and spoke softly, here, Nana, you keep this one to help you remember me after you leave. As if I ever needed any prompt to remember this darling little girl. Regardless of how much time passes between visits, my children, my grandchildren, and other family members are in my thoughts every day. So is Jesus. How could I ever need a reminder to think about the one who gave his life for me? Each day, I see reminders of him in the beauty of creation, amen? And some of praise music, the sound of praise music, the nuggets in my spirit, and especially in his word. What amazes me is that Jesus continuously holds me in his thoughts. Every day, he reaches out to offer what I need at any given moment. Strength, guidance, encouragement, conviction, peace. Even when I neglect our relationship in ways that make me feel there's a distance between us. Jesus holds me in his loving thoughts while drawing my heart back closer to him. That is something I could never forget. Amen. Praise God. Take a few breaks during the day to remind yourself that Jesus is thinking about you. Thank him for his ever-present love and provision. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord. Let us pray. Dear God, thank you for the gift of life and for the challenges that we face each day. We are grateful for the opportunities to grow in strength, courage, and perseverance. May we face these challenges with faith and determination, knowing that you are always with us and that all things are possible through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Like a bull chasing can't reach that far. I ain't made for rivalry. I can never take the world alone. I know that in my weakness I am strong, but it's your love that brings me home.
Bible says, but when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, O you of little faith, why did you doubt? May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. Are you ever scared to take chances? Sometimes it's easy to just stay home with a bowl of ice cream and watch the world go by, isn't it? Maybe it's hard for you to make friends or actually do the one thing you have thought of doing, like taking a trip or joining a certain club. Maybe you have wanted to go hiking or go to church again. What are you waiting for? You got this. What's holding you back? Is there something God has put on your heart to do or to be? Yet it's hard for you to step out and take that chance. The nuggets get stronger, but the doubt inside you grows as you think through what it might mean to put it into action. You got this. I'm here to tell you that you are greater than you could ever imagine. God would not be nudging you if he didn't think you could do it. Sometimes it's hard to get out of our comfort zone. So rather than go for it, we tend to make excuses as to why. You got this. It can't happen. It's time to push the excuses away and start living life as God intended. Do a new thing today and step out in faith. Get out of your comfort zone and start saying yes to the callings of your heart. It's okay to start small. Maybe it's time to make that plan or put down the ice cream and open the shades a little. It's hard to do some things that are new to us and sometimes even go back to things we once knew. But you got this. But give yourself grace in these times and call upon the Lord to help you get you where you know he wants you to be. You got this. What's been on your heart or mind lately to pursue? What's stopping you from making the next move? You got this. It can be scary to try new things and leave familiar comfort zones. But life is waiting. When we put our trust in the Lord and lean on him for strength, we can do amazing things. Amen. Praise God. And at this time, I will play a selection. And after this selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Again, our Pastor Kathy will not be with us this evening, so I will be bringing the word. To God be the glory.
Sacrifice. flow in my heart and permeate all my soul, all my soul is yours, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul, all my soul is yours.
Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 1, and we're going to read verses 6 through 12. That's Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. And of course, I'm reading from the New Living Translation, but you can read from whatever Bible that you feel comfortable with. Amen. Again, that's Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 12, and it says, this is the ascension of Jesus. So when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? Verse 7 says, Jesus replied, the Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. In Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. After saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him as they strained to see him rising into heaven. Two white-robed men suddenly stood among them and said, Men of Galilee, they say, why are you standing here staring into the heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go. Amen. Verse 12 says, then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, a distance of half a mile. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, I pray that it'll be all of you and none of me. As I bring forth your message this day, I thank you for your only begotten Son, who died on the cross so that we can receive eternal life. I pray for my pastor and all auxiliaries of this church. I pray for the increase of our congregation. I pray for our families, our friends, and our enemies. I pray you open up the understanding of the minds of those who hear my voice, that they may receive your revelation knowledge, that they may grow more and more in every way like Christ, so that they may receive their purpose in your holy will. And Father God, I pray for those who are sick and shut in may be healed. Father God, I pray for those that are facing trials and tribulations receive deliverance. And Father God, I pray for those that are lost in darkness receive the light of your salvation. And Father God, we thank you for supplying our every need. And all these blessings we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Jesus' earthly ministry was now complete. He was born of a virgin, lived a blameless life, died a vicious death, and arose from the grave with a glorified body. He had been on earth for 40 days since his resurrection, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God in Acts 1 and 3. He was now ready to return to heaven, the Mount of Olives, just outside the eastern wall of Jerusalem, served as an ideal location from which to view God's city of peace. Jesus chose it as the place from which to give his final promise to come again and for his ascension into heaven. Now the disciples were curious about the future. When asked about a coming kingdom, Jesus pushed that into the background to give an urgent command for his followers. In that day and every day, to major on telling the world about the Savior. He used the word witness, which is from another noun meaning martyr. In the days of Jesus and those that followed soon after, to be a Christian, witness could mean death. In certain parts of the world, it is still dangerous to proclaim the message of Christ. In fact, to be a genuine witness is not easy in any civilization. Certain requirements are necessary. So let us look at three of them. My text for this message is coming from Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Praise be to God. And my title for this message is, "Until Jesus Come, Be Witness." So in other words, if we are Christians, then we have to witness to each and every person that we come across to tell them about the life of Jesus and what he can do for each and every one of us if we repent and accept him as our Lord and Savior. Praise be to God. A witness must know something. Okay, so you can't witness if you don't know anything about Jesus or the Bible. Go to a courtroom and look at a witness on the stand. What is the first requirement? Well, a witness must be certain of the facts. Else, there is no need for him to appear in court. And if the witness says, when asked a question, "I think," immediately the opposing attorney will arise and say, "I object, Your Honor. We are not interested in what this witness thinks. We are only interested in what he knows." The judge will then sustain the objection. So what is the first qualification for a witness of Jesus Christ? He or she must know something. Paul certainly did. He said in 2 Timothy 1 and 12, "I know whom I have believed." A great Christian of another generation was asked on his 86th birthday how he felt toward the next life now that he had reached such an advanced age. He replied, "I have naturally been thinking much of that during recent years. I have stood in the shadow of bereavement." Well, many times and sought to comfort sorrowing hearts. So now in my declining days, I can say, I am not half so much what the future life is as I was 40 years ago. But I'm twice as sure that it is how true as we grow older, the details of heaven, that is what type of place it will be. So we all think about as we get into older age, we think, sit and we think, okay, wow, I wonder what heaven looks like. I wonder if it's going to be rooms or apartment buildings. All kinds of things go through your mind of how and what heaven will be like. Amen. That is what type of place it will be. Are not nearly as important as the certainty we have that our Father's house has many rooms, because Jesus told us. He said, "I go to my Father who has many rooms and to prepare a place for us, all of us who believe in him." John 14 and 2 in the NIV. Now, we can have a steadfast hope of a home in heaven if we know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. You have to know Jesus Christ. You have to have a relationship with him. So what about your knowledge of the Savior? A good witness must know something. Amen? Now, a witness must say something. You can't just know something and don't say something. You got to know something to say something. So every once in a while, we read of a witness coming along years after a crime who has a testimony that frees a prisoner from jail. If this person had been a witness at the trial, the prisoner never would have been convicted. Why would you wait years and years and years before you come forward to tell the truth? You have taken many years away from that person if they are innocent. So this person knew the facts, but did not tell them. And as a result, the prisoner was convicted unjustly. And we have that so many times in this world today. So many innocent people go to jail on wrong convictions. To know about Jesus and fail to tell others is a criminal act. You cannot keep what you know about Jesus to yourself. You have to witness to other people so that they would know about Jesus, so that they can repent and be saved. So what if somebody knew the remedy for cancer or AIDS and kept quiet? No logical argument, nor eloquent persuasive orator can turn the world upside down. Only the simple testimony that Jesus is Savior and Lord can do that. Many stories have been told of tragedies in people's lives because of undelivered messages. The greatest tragedy, however, is that many people have never been saved simply because a Christian failed to speak the proper words at the proper time. So my brothers and sisters, if you know about Jesus, don't keep it to yourself. Tell the good news. Tell everyone that you know what he did for you in your life and your family. Our failure to ask someone if he or she would like to become a Christian may be the only reason that person does not become saved. Because John D. Rockefeller Sr. played golf with a dear friend of his in the insurance business. One day, the friend heard that Rockefeller had taken out a life insurance policy for $1 million. And when he saw the wealthy man, he asked, "Why didn't you let me write the insurance policy for you?" Rockefeller replied, "Why didn't you ask me to let you?" Many people never become Christians simply because good people who know Jesus as Savior and could testify concerning him simply fail to tell a lost friend about Jesus. Don't keep it to yourself. Let everybody that you know, even people you don't know, them, do you know Jesus? Would you like to know Jesus? And if they say, no, I do not, then you dust the dust off your feet and keep moving. Because you got a lot of people who don't believe in Jesus. A good witness must be some famous skeptic who was called the spiritual father of Nazism, nearly became a Christian at one time. Now, while he was trying to make the decision, he decided to live among Christian people to see what Christians were like. He is reported to have said, these Christians will have to look a lot more redeemed before I believe in it. Gandhi attended a Christian school and was disillusioned. He is believed to have said, I would have been a Christian if it had not been for Christians. Of course, we cannot always accept full face value such statements from non-Christians as the true reason for their failures to receive Christ. Some people don't want to receive Christ because they don't want to give up the lifestyle that they are living. So they find all kinds of excuses. But there is enough truth in such an indictment to make us examine our way of life. So in the courtroom, a witness may know something and say something. But if the opposing attorney has evidence that the witness is not a person of integrity, the attorney can present the facts to the court and make an impassioned plea to throw out the testimony. Likewise, all of our verbals vocalizing will be like sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal unless our lives are consistent with our testimony. So when you're making a testimony, make sure that you are testifying about the truth of Jesus Christ. They were earnest in asking about that which their master never had direct or encouraged them to seek. Our Lord knew that his ascension and the teaching of the Holy Spirit would soon end these expectations. And therefore, only gave them a rebuke. But it is a caution to his church in all ages to take heed of a desire of forbidden knowledge. He had given his disciples instructions for the discharge of their duty, both before his death and since his resurrection. And this knowledge is enough for a Christian. It is enough that he has engaged to give believers strength equal to their trials and service, that under the influence of the Holy Spirit, they may in one way or another be witnesses for Christ on earth. So while in heaven, he managed their concerns with perfect wisdom, truth, and love. When we stand gazing and trifling, the thoughts of our Master's second coming should quicken and awaken us. So when we stand gazing and trembling, they should comfort and encourage us. May our expectation of it be steadfast and joyful, giving diligence to be found of him blameless. God can find hiding places for his people. They made supplication. All God's people are praying people. It was now a time of trouble and danger with the disciples of Christ. But if any is afflicted, let him pray. That is why he said to us, pray in James 5 and 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So let him pray that will silence cares and fears. They had now a great work to do, and before they enter upon it, they were earnest in prayer to God for his presence. They were waiting for the descent of the Spirit and abound in prayer. Those are in the best frame to receive spiritual blessings who are in a praying frame. Christ had promised shortly to send the Holy Ghost. That promise was not to do away prayer, but to quicken and encourage it. A little company, united in love, extremely in their conduct, permanent in prayer, and wisely zealous to promote the cause of Christ, are likely to increase rapidly. Amen. And as I bring this message to a close, I just want to say that the first call is for us to become Christians. Amen. That's the first call. Until we have been born again, we begin at no beginning and work toward no end. If you are not a Christian, become one today. New birth, however, is but the first step of the Christian life. In the ultimate sense, our Christian experience includes the totality of our relationship and fellowship with Jesus Christ. From the moment we receive him as Savior until the day we receive our resurrected body at his second coming. If you are a Christian, be a witness. Seek to be wise as you testify. But do not fail to let others know through lip and life that Jesus is your all in all. Many things make us grow, but the fruit of a Christian in the most real sense is another Christian. Amen. To God be the glory. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. Witness for Jesus. And if you have not accepted him as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And the next thing that you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you to a good Bible-based church. Amen? A Bible-based church to further your Christian walk. And I'd like to leave you with these words from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. I want to thank each and every one for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. Our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose will be back with us on next week, Thursday, God's willing and all is well. And again, I want to thank you for tuning in, and may God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you until we meet again tomorrow at 6 p.m. when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you until we meet again. In Jesus' holy name, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to play another song to close us out. God bless you. We love you. And thank you for tuning in to Pray One for Another. Good night, everybody. God bless.
Bye.
stage, my choir in their farewell concert and recording, the Tri-City Singers. Put your hands together. Come on, choir. Let's encourage them out there. Let's tell them that the blessing of Abraham is on their life. Oh, my brothers and sisters, because you are in Christ, you are Abraham's heir, and you have an inheritance on your life. You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there? Here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
again, my.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.
Pray One for Another.
Good night, everyone. God bless.